Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Rotatoes, we have found ourselves on a Friday. A Friday, which means only one thing. It's time for the finale of the Rotating Heroes Patreon Arc 11. And oh my gosh, there is just so much juicy action happening right now. Wow. Just incredible. Thank you so much for being here. Really appreciate it. If you enjoyed Arc 11, please drop it a review so that everyone knows how spectacular and awesome and dope it is. And if you can, if you have the capacity to do so and you want to jump over to the Patreon to support the show, it would mean the world. It is the only way that we're able to get such incredible casts and such incredible people together all in one place to act their hearts out. It is just brilliant. I love the passion and the excitement and the energy and the comedy and the laughs that everyone brings to this. And I am so, so grateful that I get to do this show. So thank you very much for being a part of that. But that's enough of me rambling on. Let's go ahead and wrap up Arc 11. Take it away, past me.
It's going to be...
Is your new axe, like, even more plain than the last one?
Yeah. So plain.
It looks like a Minecraft axe. It's like pixelated. Oh.
You didn't want to put like a sigil or an emblem on it or anything?
I didn't really think about it. Can you do that?
Yes, you can do that.
You can personalize stuff?
Yes.
Excellent.
Okay, both of you shut up. I'm going to... I've had enough of this. Okay. And he is going to click his fingers one more time. And all of the lava turns solid as this area that you're in starts to fill with water. And you suddenly find yourself many fathoms deep in the bottom of the ocean.
Good thing I cast that bucket.
It's about to go.
It's about to go any second now.
The bucket's just floating now. However, as a Hail Mary move.
Hail Mary?
I like it. I'm saying Hail Mary's cool.
Yep. Good. I need a dexterity saving throw from each of you. Now, this is a succeed or take none. And if you succeed, you take none. Mm. But if you don't, you'll take full. And I think this will kill all of you.
So don't hold back if...
Okay, so that's fine.
So if there's anything that you can do to stop this from happening...
Sure.
It's always a bad sign.
I'm rolling that dex thing. Is an 18 gonna do it?
Natural 20.
Oh, yes! Okay, fun. Let me actually see what will do it. What is this save here? Spell save is... Okay, what do we get?
An 18?
18?
Shout out to the 22 crew.
Oh!
Wow, a natural 20.
Okay, so all three of you save. I feel like this is where we're sort of like zooming out into like the superhero moment of this whole scenario. As you see that he kind of surrounds everything in... in water. I'm going to say that as you're kind of like start floating in this water, you all kind of look towards each other, seeing yourselves in this really dire situation, and the you see that Nazak's hands start to crackle with like this like electrical energy as he basically sends a pulse of like electricity out through the water, and it's like would have been absolutely devastating had it hit you. And I think that all of you get surrounded by almost like a force field. So like it's like you manage to manifest this like protection for yourselves.
Can I say I block it with my new very plain battle axe that then gets inscribed with like a lightning looking?
Oh,
color.
There we go. Yeah. Oh.
Wow,
that looks so much cooler.
That's very sick, yes.
Just for the sake of posterity, you would have taken each 45 points had that successfully hit. And you see he kind of looks at all three of you and is like, what? This doesn't make any sense. How
yes, you're getting it now.
Possibly have survived?
We read our minds.
We read our minds.
That's right. There are three of us, and our mind is split in thrain.
Okay, all of you pick an attack, because I think there's very little chance that he survives this like next round. So all of you pick an attack, and we'll roll and see what you collect, if you can collectively beat his current hit points.
Okay.
Yeah. I kind of feel like this is like the three of you now coming together as like the Transformer, you know?
Sure,
at the end,
yeah.
Like you're combining. Like
all the powers are coming through. All right.
Because your initiatives are all next to each other in the thing, so it's, you know, reasonable that you'd all be piling in at the same time.
Is it correct to say if I were to cast something that was thunderous in here, it would, like, zap us all? Does thunder damage work?
Thunder, I think, is fine. I think it's lightning damage.
Thunder ends up being, like, four.
Thunder is, like, almost like sound.
Got
shockwave
it.
Type deal.
All right.
Did you roll already, Cobalt? Was that,
Yes.
What did you
get? I got a 16.
16 to hit? That ew.
19 to hit for me.
That's just a hit. 19?
19 to hit on an attack, and then I guess 16 on a second.
Yeah, both
attack.
Hit. Okay, so all three roll damage for all of those attacks, and then...
I rolled something that wasn't going to hit, so I'm going to use a luck point to try to roll that again.
You say the 16 did hit? Or
16
that?
Does hit,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, wait, no, 16 does hit.
16 is
okay,
is
I rolled
the
a 16.
Class.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you all three of you rolled 16s?
Oh,
synergy.
It's in your mind.
Wow, we all are in sync, like the three...
Yeah, but, like...
Musketeers. We're perfectly in sync.
As you say that, like you each attempt to like combine powers and open your third eye, and I think, but all of, it's slightly off sync and slightly weird, and like a third eye just kind of blinks open on like the side of your temple. Like all three of you is like, oh, this,
not
this
there.
Is, this is, yeah, this is quite right.
Still counts.
You can now just see everything to your left.
So we're doing damage.
Yes, roll damage.
I'm gonna do a second level smite.
Hell yeah, do it.
I'm going to rage.
And one first level.
Absolutely incredible.
Just so it's clear what I'm doing, I am casting a fourth level chromatic orb. That is 36 damage.
36 damage?
36 damage.
It's holy
big orb of, I don't know, let's say acid damage. Why not? I have to choose a type of damage, so...
I love the idea that Turbine has been, like, running around being like, oh, I don't want to, like, die or whatever, and then it's like, okay, I guess I'll do something. Like, truly does so much damage.
If I hit twice, can I smite twice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
then
yeah.
I did.
As long as you got the spell slots.
I did 42 damage.
Jeez. Okay. Wait. So we got 36.
Yeah.
Plus 42. Oh my good. Jeez. Okay. Right. Yep. And then.
Just 12.
Big old fat 12. That does take you to a total of 90 damage.
Yeah.
More than enough. What was your attack? Were you sort of attacking with a weapon or what were you doing?
So I'm actually not going to rage because I'm going to keep the heat metal going. So that's going to be extra 3d8 in addition to my hit.
Perfect. Go ahead and do the 3d8 as well.
Okay.
So
my damage is going to be just 10 damage.
Uh huh.
Plus. I got all threes.
Three threes.
Blink, blink,
blink. Your little eye blinking on the side of your head.
Ow.
It shouldn't hurt.
Your head's getting in the way of it.
My hair is poking right into it.
Ah, yes.
I can't even see. It's just getting hurt.
Okay, so that's a total of 97 points of damage.
Way more than we've done in any other round.
In any other round, by some distance, would have nearly killed him in one shot had you done that in round one. Unbelievable. I kind of like imagining that a Turbine summons this chromatic orb like in front of Jin, who then like takes a swing and hits it, like imbuing it with some of like Zophine's magic, and it flies towards him in the kind of center of his chest where like the heat metal is currently like melted his ribcage away. And it's just like smashes into the middle of it. He just gets completely incinerated by this attack. And you all find yourself back standing in that kind of like flat plane again. And you realize that like time is still frozen. Your battle axe is just on the floor,
oh, thank
not
God.
Too far away.
Wait, and then the other one disappears.
I think it's still there for now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Your battle axe is still there and not too far away. And you should realize that like time is still frozen, but that mysterious figure seems to be gone. As notice that out of that central where the rhythm is, emerges another figure, someone that you notice and you remember, a very small, but not that small, gnome emerges from this sort of central rhythm.
Hmm.
But like you recognize this as the same person from your vision. But you remember last time they were like a half gnome. They were sort of like a bit too tall and things like mm-hmm. that. Now they just appear to be fully gnome, but it's absolutely the same person. Huh. Wearing the same clothes, everything.
Did he just crawl out of there?
Yeah, and he just crawls out and then just goes, "Well done, that was incredible." And then immediately clocks Turbine and goes, "Oh, boy, oh, it's good to see you.
What?
Look, that's so strange seeing you so young." And it sort of goes up and gives you like a like proper squeeze of your cheek and everything like that. Look at you.
Is this the same person I saw earlier?
No.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. It is not. It's like, "Oh, this is very good. Congratulations." Sorry, this, that, yes. That very pesky thing that you just destroyed had locked me out of this place, you see. I hadn't been here for a while, and the things that I wanted to do, so this has been most helpful. Thank you.
Wait, is this your...
It's strange, you're looking at me like, what? And you sort of see that he kind of looks on his wrist and does like a little like gesture in the air, and these like little cogs and like little clockwork kind of
time magic
thing
time
kind
magic.
Of pops up. Yeah,
it's time magic.
No, I get it.
"Oh, we're so much sooner than I thought we were. I apologize. My name is Zildar," and does like a big bow.
Zildar?
Zildar. Anyone Zildar. That would like to, go ahead and roll me a history check.
Oh,
yeah. Zildar.
Oh, Zildar.
Obviously, Zildar.
11.
6.
Fizzle.
18.
Hey, you know Zildar is the god of time. This is the
This is the god that all artists pray to, because we are always up against the clock. Mm. Oh, Zildar!
But you always get that little, like, that special little bit, burst of energy in that that last 30 minutes period. Before yeah,
right,
something's
exactly.
due. Yeah, like,
Zildar's blessing.
You are welcome. That's all me, baby. All me. I didn't realize it was that soon. I apologize. This is but the start of your journey. Yes, got so much to say, so much to do, so many places to be. Good for me, I have lots of time to do it in. I apologize. I refer to you as my boy. You see, it's whomever has the clockwork necklace. You see, is wow. basically destined to become my son.
Oh.
And because I'm a sort of time god, it works sort of backwards. So I end up taking the form of my children, you see. You inform what I will become, you, which is why I look like a gnome. I wasn't always a gnome. I haven't always been a gnome, and I won't be a gnome forever, you know, because eventually you'll probably...
I'll die.
You know,
whatever,
and
yeah.
then that will go to someone else, sure. and then they, you know. But yes, you will become Zikldar. That is at least the destiny. Should you choose to accept it, it is very important to mention that it is a choice.
Oh,
okay. It is a choice.
So I will become the god of time?
A sort of demigod of time. Called Zinkeldar, yes.
Wow. That is very impressive. I could think of no better candidate.
I mean, look, if someone asks if you want to be a demigod, I don't think you say no, right?
I mean,
well, it depends on what you've got on.
What do you feel?
I mean, my whole life has been sort of dictated by like a quest for knowledge and omnipotence. It's like, that's, you know, like that's like the kill screen, right? Like that's the end game.
Wow. So it's like if you had all the time in the world, you could get
time in the world.
All the knowledge in the world.
Yes. Yeah. And if this is a mistake, presumably I could just go back in time and not do it.
Ah.
Yeah, it's
he's a thinker, this one.
Pretty helpful. But it sort of requires a mind that is able to see and understand the unfolding nature of time and different branching paths. You know, it's a kind of an important part of the gig, you know, having that sense of understanding. And I think that you're up to the task. You seem, well, I sort of do know how it plays out for you to some degree. I've seen it and played it out and had the conversations, which was hence why I was a little confused when I saw you and you didn't realize who I was, you know, dear old Pops. You don't have to call me that. I realize it's a weird kind of contract thing.
I'll try it out. Dear old Pops.
Yeah.
It feels a little weird, but I'll grow.
Do you have parents?
I do, but you can have more than one parent. I mean, Brenda Elizabeth famously had like
eight grandparents.
So many grandparents. So why not? Why can't you have eight grandparents? why did you know that? That's weird. Like, whatever.
I don't know this person, but I accept it.
I also take this moment to mention, and you know, actually, before we got to that fight, I saw an older version of me.
Ah, if you saw an older version of you, that means you have to have accepted it.
I have to have, right? Because otherwise I wouldn't have been able to travel back in time to wink at me unless I had already accepted. Huh. The time godhood, right?
Yeah, I think that makes sense. And I saw a version of this too.
You saw a version of what, sorry?
Something similar to this. Huh. You, but you were like kind of half gnome.
I need to have a word with you, like an aside, if that's okay, like in a second.
Okay.
Just have a quick, you know, we'll talk about
that. Doesn't sound disquieting in any way.
I apologize. I will be totally transparent. There are certain things about your, what is to come for you that you cannot know.
Oh.
You see, if...
sure, because if I know it upsets the balance of time.
Yes,
kind of
exactly.
Thing. Sure,
if you
yeah.
are aware of your destiny, it might change the decisions that you would make in those moments. And it needs to be free will entirely. And if I tell you or in any way, then that will affect it.
I think before we came to this place, I don't know if I've been up for the task, but learning how to be creative from... Civisal Divinostra...
And Jen.
It's
who has imagined so many axes.
Axes. Yeah.
Banana Gatorade.
Based off big bananas.
Yeah, you see a banana, you just gotta reproduce it. I think that perhaps my mind is prepared to look at the unfurling of time.
Well, it's very exciting, and I look forward to working with you. Well,
do I do something? Do I get like a diploma or something? Like what's
I have a friend that needs your help. Quite urgently. Sort of some big things happening and will require your skill set if you're up for the challenge.
Sure. Who's the friend?
Again, I can't
really tell me.
It feels like some BS. I know. I had the same thing with my father. Can't you just, you know, tell me.
It's like, yeah, it's a real thing sometimes, you know, where like it'll be like this mentor figure is like, I know everything, but I'm not gonna tell you for some reason.
Yeah, but I'm actually bound by the laws of the universe.
Right.
You know, if I screw up, then we are all fucked, you know?
Big oops, yes.
Big oops. Yes. That brings me to you.
Oh.
Oops reminded him.
Well.
That's good. I was sort of, you see, what happens is as soon as I had access to the plane, I was then able to do a little sort of walk around, you know, reel back time, see the whole thing that you've been doing here. Really impressive, by the way. Great. Really love your work.
Thank you. We try to put on a good show.
You see, this plane does need someone to govern it in some way, to help those, guide them, give them the option of passing on, or, you know, in the way that once it did. And so I was wondering if you would be interested in sort of being a bastion, a sort of king of this place, and helping those here. You seem to have a very impressive understanding of the way that this plane works. You grasp it in a way that others just simply lack the, yes.
Yes, I would.
And he sort of like is like looking at Jin and just trying not to like stare at him.
Jin's like looking at both his axes, trying to figure out.
Well, I would say my friend Alfonso could be the man you're looking for, but his apartment has just a little too much skin in it. He's really lost his weight.
He's got a little too much skin in the game. Yeah.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
I could never.
I was a little alarmed by the skin lamp. You know, that was like, ooh, you know, I definitely had him in the like baby box, you know, and then it was like, ooh, I'm going to put him in the no box, I think.
Big oop.
You know, definitely a royal advisor, you know, maybe if you need a little guy to sort out the ruffians, maybe, you know, you get him to turn them into purses or something, but, you know, yeah.
My lord. Zinkeldar?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
My lord Zinkeldar. I could never accept the position of king.
Ah, crap. Okay, I guess I'll have to find someone else. Oh, right, sorry. Okay, yep, you weren't done.
If you were to ask me to be curator of this infinite plane of potential and to guide the people through its hallowed halls so that they might witness the spectacle and majesty of the infinite and then let them decide where they shall spend the eternity of their days, I would gladly accept that.
Hmm. Okay. Curator. Sure. I mean, I'm not too phased, but if you want to do that, then yeah. Okay, curator it is. Sounds good. You'll need a big obelisk somewhere, but I'm sure you'll have no problem creating one, and you'll have a lot of work to do. Oh, and by the way, little aside, nothing too big, but you have to make sure that the Midnight Sequence can never access this plane again, so I would suggest having some sort of standing army that's ready to stand up against him should he ever come back.
Indeed.
Maybe you finish the rest of the parade floats and they'll just be like kind of like ready there. Like the constant cycle of parade floats.
Constant parade. Yeah. Okay.
Half cliff becomes.
Yes, cliff. Whole cliff?
Whole cliff.
He doesn't become Heathcliff, he becomes whole cliff.
Why does this make any sense?
Anyway, whilst that's happening and plans for the full parade are going on, may I have a little word with you about that?
Oh, yes. I'm going to.
A doodly doot doodly 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 doodly
doodly. Scoot by you.
Plug my ears.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
I must ask, I know this is going to sound strange because I seem like I seem like I should know. You're Jin.
Yeah, that, I mean, it seems as strange as anything else. Why?
So this is quite fascinating. Zophine chose you very purposefully. You had all the normal characteristics and tropes of a hero. You were brave and loyal and, you know, in small amounts, but, you know, with room to expand, lots of upside, lots of potential, you know. But the one thing that you had is that you sort of embraced the one thing that made Zophine truly powerful.
Axis.
You.
Oh.
Hmm? Pardon?
Nothing.
Okay, yeah. You had chaos. Huh. Pure, unadulterated, just, you know, stick your finger in a plug and see what happens, chaos. And that's exactly what Zophie needs. She picked you for that very clear reason, and I can tell you it works. I am a god, but yet for some reason I cannot seem to see you. It's like you're this sort of weird amorphous blob of possibility and I don't actually know what you are. And I think it's the same for the sequence. It can't quite figure you out.
I have often been chastised for my impulse control.
No, but this is a good thing. This is a good thing.
I've never heard that before.
You're the kind of person, not saying that you've done this, but, you know, would walk up to a pool of goop and drink from it because it's like, oh, well, you know, that's probably fine.
You know,
someone who would put random cream on their skin and it would be, you know, wouldn't be no consequences or it
kind of slopped off the skin.
Yeah, exactly. Something ridiculous and insane like that. That, you know, I'm not saying that you would do that, but I'm saying it's an example.
Hmm.
That's the reason that Zophine chose you.
Wow.
To embrace the chaos. You are the secret tool in her toolbox.
I'm gonna choose to take this as a compliment.
Yes. I think that you should. What? Now, there is one more thing that I must show you before I let you leave.
Okay.
Now, Zophine told me very specifically that now is the time to tell you that Zophine has always been here, always been in Amalur with her sort of thumb on the scales, as it were, ever since she disappeared. And you see, she is everywhere, sort of a breeze on the wind, a tree falling over, a certain tide and current pushes a boat in a certain direction. She has been slowly, over the course of many hundreds of years, bringing together heroes and people of Amalur so that they may help in their own small and seemingly unconnected ways fight back against this great enemy that we now face. And you now are sort of a culmination of that. You must be the more heavy-handed than a breeze. It's, you are now the one to unite the heroes of Amalur and lead them. Should the Midnight Sequence somehow, you know, get hold of the algorithm and be able to print the, you know, the machines
but
and then
loop
the thing.
But we stopped
him, right? Well, yeah, it's sort of a version of him.
So there's, like, other ways in which this could happen.
Yeah, well, if he's, you know...
I have to keep doing this?
Right. Maybe, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
But you'll get better at it.
You know, have you ever thought you were just almost done with the race? And then...
Turns out there's like another 5 miles
to go? The 2 mile marker?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, God.
Jeremiah has his ears plugged, but is watching this, like looking at body language.
Yeah.
I think it's going.
I think he's getting good news. There's one final thing that I must show you.
Yeah.
And then I will leave you from this place. Final warning. You can take your ears out.
I was just shouting in a cave over there.
But just a final warning is that much like myself and what you will become, this sort of calculating, constantly working out the next move, the Midnight Sequence is very much the same. So be careful. Whilst there are blind spots, it's very likely that the Midnight Sequence has predicted many different possible outcomes. So keep your head on a swivel. This may feel like a victory, and it is. It definitely is. A big blow has been dealt today, but not finite.
Hmm.
Are you saying that Nazak was not the true mastermind behind this? The sequence is
I just think
whims
it's
of its
maybe
own now?
Bigger than him, you know? But I'm sure you'll all figure it out. If not, we're all going to die.
As he grabs Jin by the face and throws him into the rhythm.
Whoa.
As you get tossed into the rhythm.
The rhythm got him.
Run, the rhythm is going to get...
We have to be starting something.
As you get pulled inside this thing, you see this. There is a... you feel like you're like basically hovering over Amalur for a second. And you see there is a figure kind of floating probably about like 60 feet away from you, and you recognize it to be Turbine. But like this older version of Turbine that seems much more kind of like, you know, like stronger and more powerful, and is doing exactly what Trap is now doing with some sort of a very strange
kind of
face.
Weird
and
face.
Crab motion.
Yes. And with these crab arms.
You're floating.
With these crab arms, you see that
Turbine. Floating, Jin.
I see you.
Jin, I'm floating. And I'm older than I
Turbine
was.
Turbine 100% cannot see you because you're not really there. This is a vision. You see his Turbine is, as he moves his arms, all of the obelisks around Amalur sort of start to light up, like, and as you look down and look at Amalur itself, you recognize it to be more like the Amalur that you left. It's barren. There's no like trees and like lusciousness. There's all these like kind of legions of armies that seem to be like converging into like central places, and this very much looks exactly like the Amalur that you left. And you see as he seems to sort of move his arms around, the obelisks all turn on and these armies freeze in the center. Everything within inside the sort of central area of Amalur suddenly freezes, and you see the kind of as Turbine is sort of like holding out, straining against something, and you as you kind of then sort of float down, you see this kind of curly haired sort of brown skinned woman. She walks over, she picks a small like flower off of the ground, like one flower in a sort of barren field, and sort of puts it behind her ear, and she begins to walk. And as she begins to walk through Amalur, you see that these tiny flecks of light start to fall off of her and land on the ground, and as they do, you see these tiny little sprouts start to come up through the ground. And then what feels like decades passes as she just slowly walks through Amalur with these little flecks of light coming off of her, and she's slowly disappearing as these flecks of light leave her, until eventually you see that she gets to the foot of this gigantic obelisk, which has this sort of detached section at the top, which is held by chains, and she sort of almost completely now disappeared. You see the little flower sort of floats down to the base of the obelisk, And where the flower sort of touches the obelisk, this huge broil of kind of earth erupts up, and you see the obelisk tip over. As she sort of, what's left of her, turns round to look, you see that Amalar suddenly is filled with these gigantic trees. This huge kind of emerald vision in front of you. As Turbine relaxes and you see in the distance he falls to the ground, and suddenly everything unfreezes, and these trees, as if in a sort of golden and sort of emerald flash, have appeared out of nowhere. And that's where we're going to end arc 10.
Yeah. Arc 11?
God damn it, that's where we're going to end arc 11.
He screws it on the dismount. I don't know.
Fucking close.
Oh, very
still
fun.
Still pretty good.
Holy shit.
Still pretty good.
That was incredible.
They made it.
They made it. They made it. They made it. They made it.
Crap.
Made it. And you've been keeping this a secret from me this whole time?
Hey, listen, that's
thank
just,
you.
Look, your little secrets and stuff, and, you know.
Coldwell.
I would love to plug all of Christopher Nolan's great works.
Sure.
But in addition to that, you can check out patreon.com/nadpod, NADDPOD. Feel free to not sing right now because we have more plugs to do. But yeah, please check me out there. That's some more D&D for you.
Woo!
Trap. Yeah, I have not done anything more than any of the other stuff we've done since I plugged the last time, so you can keep checking out Rock, Paper, Scissors
Continue.
On Nickelodeon. Continue. You can check out Big City Greens on Disney Channel, and of course you can check out The Americans and Cheers available, I think, on probably Amazon Prime and Hulu.
At least to buy.
There's a streaming service called Zinkeldar, and you can watch them on
that. Yeah. You have to watch everything in like out of order. It's really
Yeah. It's
finally asynchronous streaming.
The streaming service is your dad.
Yeah. Marvelous. And Zach.
Oh, just at Zach Oyama and stuff. And this podcast, Dropout. I think at some point, Three Princes pod stuff is going to come up.
Oh, we love that. Yeah.
Three Princes, your mind.
Three princes your mind. There we go. Wow. Yeah. Three your mind. Easily. I cannot wait to discuss that on the arc. Check out Rotating Heroes pod. If you're not over on the Patreon, you can check us out there and get ad-free episodes and full episodes. You can also check out Three Black Halflings, which is a show that I do with my friends where I talk about diversity and inclusion within Dungeons and Dragons and fantasy and pop culture and all those kind of things. And check out Dragon's Dogma and maybe some other stuff that's maybe come out by this point, but I don't know when this is coming out, so, you know, who knows? It's really hard to kind of do those plugs when I have random NDAs that are floating around in the air. So anyway, I think that's probably about it for Arc 11. Thank you so much to our Arc 11 rotators. What an arc. So much fun. You guys rule. And we will, catch around. Zach.
How do I know, man?
What do you mean you don't know? How do you not know?
I don't
know. We've been doing this for a while.
Is Three Black Heathcliff anything? Three Black Halfcliff? Is that anything? Yeah. Is that a thing?
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.